Okay, we're up to Kuf Aleph and Aleph at the bottom. The machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether you need Kiddush Makom Sud or not, but everybody agreed that you might have to make, if you made Kiddush in Shul, where there was no Suda, there was a machlokas whether you yotze that Kiddush or not, and there's no machlokas though, whether you have to make a new bracha on wine in the middle of the meal, when you go home to eat. Everybody holds you have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, after the yayin omer yotzu. Rabbi Yochanan holds you even yotze the yayin, and if you drank in shul, if you didn't drink anything, then for sure everybody holds that you have to, what's it called, make a new bracha. But if you drank in shul, even a little bit, then when you get home, you, what's it called, don't have to make a new bracha. The Omer of Chanim Barabaya, Omer of Ptas, Omer of Yochanan, Echad Shinu Yayim. The Echad Shinu Imakom ain't Tzorech Levarech. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that Shinu Yayin, see in the second Rashbam what Shinu Yayin is, and Shinu Imakom, if you change place, don't have to make a new bracha. Rashbam, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afi de Yayin Omi Yotzu. She ain't Tzorech Lazar Levarech Yayin Shebesoch HaSuda. When you go home and you drink wine in the middle of your Suda, you're not going to have to make a new bracha. You yotze with the bracha you made in Shul. Shari lo yisiach daito b'yitziyosan b'sakneses. Shadayin daito lecho v'lishno seveso. You had in mind to go home and eat. So therefore it's not a hefsek hadas. It's not a hefsek. And the bracha that you made in Shul counts for the, or the bracha you heard in Shul counts for the bracha that for the yayin in the middle of the meal. Echad shinu yayin. Sheviu lo yayin michavis acheres. They brought him wine from another different barrel. The yesh lo tam mishuna, and it tastes different. O garua o mishubach, ein tzorech levorach shenis al hayayin. Normally, you'd have to, what's it called, so you don't make a new bracha. Even though it's a new barrel and it tastes different, you don't have to make a new bracha. You yotze with the same bori priyagofet. Aval hatova meitiv miyish levorach. But for shinu yayin, you have to make hatova meitiv. Im mishubach min harishon, if it's better than the first one. That's the Rashbam shita, that you only make hatova meitiv if the second wine is better than the first one. Kedamrin bar roe, omer Rav Yosef, omer Rav Yochanan, afti sheomru shinu yayin tzorech levorech, aval omer hatova meitiv. The shinu yayin, hainu michoves acheres, one condition is has to be a new barrel, or in our terms, a new bottle. Kedamrin bebrochos, yushalmi pirakeser, al kol chovis vechovis, shoye poseyach hayim mevorech olevo. Uma hayim mevorech, omer Rav Yitzvah, b'shem Rebbe, omer boruch hatova meitiv. So that's shinu yayin. Tosfos holds that it doesn't have to be better wine than the first one. It just shouldn't be something that's worse than the first one. It's just different. Different wine, new barrel. You have to make atova native, even if it's not better than the first one. And some hold even if it's worse than the first one. It's just not so bad that it's just edible. B'shas adchak, you also have to make atova native. Okay, but they're not going through the halachas atova native, but that's machlokas where it has to be shinu yayin letov or just shinu. Whatever it is, there was a special takana that when you make, you drink from a new bottle, you make atova meitiv. Okay? Also, there's other conditions. Could be you have to have dafka other people with you, Tosfos says. You're alone, you don't make atova meitiv, only if there's other people at the table. And there are all different kinds of conditions, and that's why, according to many people, don't make this bracha b'chlal today. Because in order to fulfill all the conditions, a lot of different shitas, it's not impossible. Some hold it's dafka if it's, you didn't have the wine on the table before. Some hold it's dafka if you did have it. Some hold dafka if you had kavanah to drink the new one. Some hold dafka not. So many people have the meaning not to make this bracha b'chlal today. Okay. What? I don't know. Okay. I don't drink wine, right? No, but if I would drink wine, I would. Okay, Meisnei. Zmora asks, Shinu makom tzorech levarech. Shinu yayin ain't tzorech levarech. Right? Lechara, we have a brisa that says that if you change place, you have to make a new bracha. And if you, what's it called, change wine, you don't have to make a new bracha, bori kriagot. Tiyuftid Rabbi Yochanan, tiyuftid. It's a perish a brisa, keneged Rabbi Yochanan. Ashbam, the echot shinu makom, lechol dobra nechol. If you eat something in one place and make a bracha, and then you change places and you eat more of that thing, you don't have to make a new bracha. As long as you weren't mesiach das, you had in mind that you were going to eat in the new place. The Gemara says that, so the what's it called, the Brisa says, Shini Makom Tzarek Levarek, Kerabu Shmuel, the Amri Yedei Yayin Lo Yotzev, the Tiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Yosef Rav Ili Bar Ovin Kameh Rav Chizda, the Yosef Rav Chizda, the Kamra Mishmeh Rav Huna. Hoda Amra Shini Makom Tzarek Levarek, that which we say, now, like Rav and Shmuel, that Shini Makom, you do have to make a new bracha. Okay. Lo Shonu Elami Bayis Labayis. Avon Mi Makom Lamakom Lo. The only time is if you go to another house, but from one place to another, not. Here's Machlokas Rishonim, what that means. Some say what it means is that from room to room, you still have to make a new bracha, even in the same house. That's bayis labayis. But makom lamakom means in the same room, if you change positions in the same room, you don't have to make a new bracha. That's some Rishonim. That's the Rish. And the Rashbam seems to learn, and that seems, the Rashbam says, that makom lamakom means a different house. But within the same house, even from room to room, you don't have to make a new bracha. We learned before by Kiddush Makom Suda, not like that, that the Rashbam held that even what's it called from room to room is not called Kiddush Makom Suda. And the Rif holds that even Mipina Lepina in the same house is not called Kiddush Makom Suda. So here they're much more what's it called Makel. Now, Kiddush Makom Suda is more chomer than making a new bracha. Making a new bracha has to be a new place. So as long as you weren't Mesiach Das, and it's either in the same room or the same house, each one respectively holds that that's not called Hesach Das. But by Kiddush Makom Suda, it has to be Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that Makom Mamish. So there the Rif holds another corner in the same room is not the same place. Or the Rashbam holds another room in the same house is not the same place. It may not be the exact same place, but it's not considered a kiras makom that you should have to make a new bracha. So there's a difference, according to these Rishonim at least, between what's considered kiddush b'makom suda and what's considered going to another place for gabi bracha. Rashbam, asnis and devei rav hin. No, we didn't get it yet. Omer le Rav Ili bar Ovin, hochi tanina le masnisa devei Rav Hinnik. L'maisa, what's it called, the amri lo masnisa devei bar Hinnik of Asech. Either in the brises that Rav Hinnik or bar Hinnik collected, we found the brisa that says exactly like you, right, like Rav Ili bar Ovin. No, like Rav Chista. As Mora says, the Elo Rav Huna Masnisa Kamashim Rashbam takes this out. Rav Huna tell me a Braisa. If it's a Betherish a Braisa, what do I need Rav Huna? So Rashbam says, this is Kola Gemara Kula, right? Not every Amora knew every Braisa. And the Gemara brings Rais from Braises to Amoroi that they may have not known. So Rav Huna said what he said. He didn't know there was a Braisa. And they found a Braisa that says exactly like him. There's no, he said, there's no reason to be Goris this. Where it says Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shmiele, Rav Huna didn't know the Braisa, so he told us the halacha, and now we found the Braisa that it supports him. Rashbam Masnisin Devei Rav Hinnik Kavoseich V'su Yosef Rav Chista the Komrish Midenavshi V'lo Garcina Masnisin Osel Hashminin. That part of the Gemara that we just learned isn't there. That Rav Huna come to tell me a Braisa, the Shibush Gomerhu. It's a total mistake. Many times the Amoraim tell us things that are beferish in a Braisa, because they didn't know all the Braises. The Zimnin Shema called the key in the Braisa. The Gamho Amora Atzmo Zimnin Lo Yodola. Sometimes that Amora didn't know the Braisa that he was saying the halacha. He didn't know there was a beferish or Braisa that supported it. La hi Braisa ad the Maisi Laisi Yosemine. Well, the Fisherol, the Yosef Rav Chista, the Kornish made an Akshay. Right, since the next piece of Gemara says that Rav Chista sat and said this in his own name, the Tol Lomer Michlal Shechazer Ben Mashomer Lamala Mishmeid Rav Huna, that he had charata from what he said in the name of Rav Huna, the Igiu B'Svarim Kush Yizu the Einot. It's not true. El Shnei Dvarim Om Rav Chista Bahi Braisa Chada mishmei de Rav Huna, the Chada mishmei de Nafshe. It's two separate things. Not that he had charota and he didn't say it in the name of Rav Huna anymore, because what's it called? So Mara says, v'su yosef Rav Chizda, the Kamar mishmei de Nafshe. New thing. Hoda amra shini makam tzarech levarech, lo amra nele bedvarim she'en tunim bracha l'achareyem b'mkoman. Aval dvarim atunim bracha l'achareyem b'mkoman, ein tzarech levarech. The only time that shinui makam needs a new bracha is if it's something that is not koveya a bracha for itself, that you have to return to that place to make that bracha lechatchila. Rashbam, we'll see, learns that it's all shiva saminim. All the shiva saminim, if you didn't make, since it's a chashuv a bracha ala michya or ala peiros, so al ha'et, if you forgot to bench, you have to go back and make the bracha in its place. That's koveya bracha bimkoma, and therefore, since lechatchila you have to go back and bench in the place where you forgot to bench, it's as if you didn't leave that place. So that there, shinui makom doesn't necessitate a new bracha. So if you're eating one of the shiva saminim, the problem is that the Gemara speaks about wine before, and it seems like wine, there is shinui bracha, and wine is one of the shiva saminim. We're not going to go into, when you learn this be'iyun, you go into it. But in any case, that's a kasha on Rashbam. There's a lot of terutzim how to explain the Gemara's before l'fi the Rashbam shita. Tosfos learns it's only talking about bread or cake that's like pasabah b'kisni, but none of the other shiva saminim. And then the Gemara's pasha, the wine is not included in this. So if you were eating bread according to everybody, and then you mishana makom, you're eating now bread in a new place, you don't have to make a new bracha. Okay. My timer, lekiva kama hoder, because lechatchila you have to go back to your original kviyas by something that's teunim bracha lacharei bimkomam. So it's like you never left the place, you never oker from that place, because lechatchila you have to go back to bench there. Even though if you're not going to go back to bench there, still you don't make a new bracha when you change places for something like that. But for something that's not, according to the Rashbam, shiva saminim, or according to Tosfos, not bread or cake, then you have to make a new bracha. Rosheshes amar echad zev echad zev tzarech levarech. Rosheshes, no difference. No matter what it is, if you change place, you have to make a new bracha. Rashbam. Bidvarim she'enam tunim bracha lachareyam bimkoman. Kegon mayim, o peiros, she'enam tunim bracha chashuva b'fnei atzma leborin nefashos rabos. Anything that only needs a borin nefashos, like regular fruit or water. Hilkach ain't tzarech levarech bimkoman achareyam, or meat or eggs or anything like that. Therefore, what's it called? You don't have to make a chash of a bracha after them in their place, and if you leave that place, you don't have to go back to make that bracha. So those kind of things, since there's no chash of a bracha achrona, as soon as you get up, you're meisiach das, right? You're oker your das from those things. Whenever you're going to start eating somewhere else is a new thing. You have to make a bracha in the beginning. But Mashma from the Rashbam and Tosfos says like that, the Feirish, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. You only make one bracha achrona after you finish everything in the new place. But you don't have to make a bracha achrona for what you ate and then go on. Okay, so even those who hold that it needs a new bracha, or those things that need a new bracha, only need a bracha rishona, but not a bracha achrona on the other one before. And other Rishonim hold that you have, the Rambam holds, that first you have to make a bracha achrona, and then you make a new bracha rishona. Aval dvarim atu'onim bracha l'achorein bimkomam, kolomar, bracha chashuba v'niatzma, anything needs a chashuva bracha after it, tzrichim bimkomam, kagon shiva saminim, the Rashbam says, like any of the shiva saminim, you have to make an ala michya. Ki'ish behu birch bracha achas mein shalosh, hoel v'lo birch achorein, v'holach b'mokom acher lisot, since you didn't make a bracha after them, so it's all considered one continuation. Ulithnehem nami in tzorech laksa leparach. So you don't have to make a new bracha rishona, it's all one hemshech. Mehacha shaminin, the hadisnan, misha acha v'shochach, velo birich, besham me'omrim. Right? Somebody ate and he forgot to bench. So it's machlokis, besham be'shil, you have to go back. And even be'shil holds the chatchil, you should go back. Okay? Besham me'holds, you have to go back. V'shamina minad l'chatchila tzorech levorech b'mkoma. L'chatchila, according to everybody, you have to go back and bench where you ate. V'shila saminim ma'iri. He says, you see from here that it applies to all shila saminim, not just to benching, but it applies to alamichlia too. Ke'en birkas amazim baruch achrichta v'chashivus amein sholosh. And Tosus argues, and he says, no, that halacha only applies to bread and cake, to bread or cake that you're eating like bread, and not to, only to benching mamish. Okay. L'kiva kamahadar kolomer al-das sudarishon lehu ochel achsho l'sayim sudaso. Since that thing needs a chosh of a brach achrona, you didn't make a brach achrona. So now you don't have to make a brach rishona either. It's all one continuous eating. And that halacha that if you're mishana makom, so by things that are not shiva saminim according to the Rashbam, or things that are not bread and cake according to Tosfos, and that's how we pass Kuntaka, it's only by bread and cake. So then, what's it called? We also hold you don't have to make a brach achrona, but you have to make a new brach rishona. Therefore, if you're eating something in your house that's not a motzi, right, or not a mezelnos, and you walk outside, past your porch, outside the roof, you have to make a new bracha. Right, even the things in your mouth, you have to make a new bracha. Because that's a chadas. The only exception to that is where Moshe Feinstein says, things that are normally, you keep in your mouth a long time, you don't chew them and swallow them, like sucking candies or whatever. And you have in mind that you're, what's it called, going to put this candy in your mouth and then walk with it. So then you don't have to make a new bracha every time you're mishana makom that you can't see the original place where you were. But other things that are normally chewed and swallowed, and you change places, even in the middle of eating, you have to make a new bracha. Shmuel says, "V'im tomer ay ma'yosvini l'Rabbi Yochanan mehach b'raisa tiyufta, ha'ikel etzrutzei b'raisa korav chista, b'she'en enturim bracha machra." Well, we're not going to get it. Let's go on. Meistei. Now the Gemara says a new kasha. So we have a machlokas Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda, whether this halacha, that shinui makom, needs a new bracha, like Rav and Shmuel, not like Rav Yochanan. Does that only apply to things that you don't have to bench on, or even things you have to bench on? And Rashbam holds benching means alamichya, and Tosus says benching only means benching, or at least mezonos too. Bnei chabura shoyim mesubin lishtos, v'okru agleim lotzeis likras choson or likras kala. Right, you have a chabura that we're eating together, and some of them got up to go, and what's it called? They went to a sheva brachas. Right, k'shen yotzim ain't tunim bracha mafreya, k'shen chozim ain't tunim bracha lechatzila. So when they leave, they don't have to make a bracha achrona, since their intention is to come back. And when they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha rishona on what they're, what's it called, going to eat more. Bamed varim amurim shinichu sham zokin o chole. Avalohi nichu sham lo zokin v'lo chole. That's only if they left somebody there at the table. Somebody's there who couldn't go to the chasen akalim. Had a, what's it called, who stayed at the table. So then, the kviyas wasn't broken. Avalohi nichu sham lo zokin v'lo chole. They didn't leave anybody. Everybody left. So they broke their original kviyas. Shehim yotzin tunim bracha lafreya. First they have to make a bracha achrona. Shein chosim turin bracha lechatchila, right? And afterwards, they have to make a new bracha. So it says, "Nichtani akru ragleya mechlal b'dvorim aturin bracha lachareim b'mekoma raskina." Mashma, that's talking about things that you have to bench on, because it says akru b'mekoma, and mashma that the makom was choshev. Because if it's things that you don't have to make a bracha in the place where you ate, right, the chatchila even, then why is akru b'mekoma? The time of the nichusham zokin ochola. The only reason you don't have to make a new bracha rishona is because they're coming back to their original kviyas, and because they left people there. Dikshen yotzim ein tunim brach lamafreya, kshen chozim ein tunim brach lamafreya. Ava lohi nichu sham zokin ochole, kshen yotzim tunim brach lamafreya, kshen chozim tunim brach lamafreya, kashal av chizda. Because you, right here it says, what's it called, that beferish, that l'cha'ora, the Rashbam is going to say, why didn't the Gemara just say, it's talking about things that don't need a bracha afterwards. Right, so we'll see in one second why this Brisa is clearly talking about things that need what's it called, the bracha b'mkoma. And still it says that, what's it called, that it's only if you left a zokin or a chola there. But if you didn't leave a zokin or a chola, then you have to make a new bracha. So you see, like like Rav Sheshes and not like Rav Chisdom. See Rashbam. Then Tomar, Amai Osvino L'Rav Yochanan Mehach Braisa Tiyufta. Ha'ikal Trutzei Braisa K'Rav Chisdom. V'she'enon Tunim Bracha L'Achareyim Bimkoma. He's talking about things that don't need a, what's it called, a bracha in their place. No, something that's not Shiva Samin. Something you only make a bar in the Foshas, like according to the Rashbam. Umilseid Rav Yochanan B'Tunin. And Rav Yochanan said that you don't need a new bracha. Shinu Yayin, he's talking about things that, what's it called, that need a bracha in their place. According to Rashbam, it's clear like that. He's talking about wine. The Hilkach ain't Sorek Levorek. Lekal the Trutzei Hachi. He can't give that teretz. To Rav Yochanan Stamakomer. Rav Yochanan himself, Stam, said, Shinu Yimakom Eno Tzorek Levorek. In anything. He didn't make this chilek between Dvorim Atzeunim like Rav Sheshes did. The Chol Dovra Nechol Kaomer with Lopirish. So Amora Yeshul Leforish Dvor of Yosem and Abraisa. And Amora has to say exactly what he means. Abraisa can be more vague. But an Amora has to say it. He didn't say it, then you can assume he means it across the board. The old Yodin Hoyu Amoroim Sheshivu Mehi Braisa L'Rab Yochanan the Bechol Mokum Kaomer Rab Yochanan Shini Mokum Eno Tzorech Levorech. The Amoraim knew that when Rab Yochanan said it, he said it across the board. He didn't make that chilek that Rav Sheshes made. Aval habraisa shekod malohem harbe like Rav Chisda made. I mean, Yeshua the Farish came with the braises which were before them. They should have been mafarish one way or the other. But the Meisur Rav Yochanan himself held that shinoi makom always needs a new bracha, like Rav Sheshes, and not like what's it called, like Rav Chisda. Echad zev echad zev ben shetunim bracha lachareihem bin kolman ben sheino tunim sheino mishivas haminim. The way the Rashbam learns, whether they're Shiva Saminim or not, you always have to make a, what's it called, a new bracha. That's what Rav Sheshes says. So the Gemara asks on that, show you Masubin Lishtos, V'okra Agleim, Garsina, V'lo Garsina, Yayin. So here the Rashbam says, you're not Goris over here, Yayin. Because if it was Yayin, it's Dvorim Atunim Brachim Koman. There's no Kasha Bechlau. Shein Yotzim, because here then it would be a Kasha even on Rav Chisda. We're only asking Akasha on Rav Sheshes. Shein yotzim ein tunim bracha lachreim amafreya kolam levorek bracha shalachreya v'hoil vasidim lachser. Since they're coming back, they never were oker from their original kviyas. V'med v'or mamurim v'lo garsin v'bohar Rav Yehuda. We don't mean, it's not over here, it just says stam. The braisa just says stam. V'med v'or mamurim. Midikam midiktani okru mechlaldit v'or matunim. Da'kiris mashma mishum mehiris chosam v'kala hein ne'akorim. Avalim lochein adayin hoyitzrichim lamad l'vorek brach l'achareyim. Mashma okrum in kolman is that there was a makom, they should have made the bracha there, but since they had to go to the chosam v'kala, they didn't make a bracha achronah, they're going to come back. Kashel Rav Chisda, v'ilu Rav Chisda, v'ilu lo chosam in kolman, ele gomru sudosim makom acharein tzorech l'vorek tzila. According to Rav Chisda, even if they didn't come back, and there was nobody left there, and they wanted to eat in a new place, they don't have to make a new bracha. Because Dvarim ha, what's it called, Kovim bracha bim koma. Hoel vadayin lo birach achareyim. V'hacha muchav tafilu chazur lim koma narishin tzarech levorach tchila. Unless you left the zokin in a chole. So it's a kasha on Rav Chisda. Kasha with Rav Chisda. So we'll get to the terrace tomorrow. Just what else is here. Spoke about this. Okay, so we have the case of where you have something that's koveyam bracha liatzmo, and then we have, if you have a zokin or a chola or whatever, we'll get tomorrow to the teretz why that's not a kashan of chizda. But lahalacha, we hold that you don't have to make a new bracha on things that are koveyam bracha, bread or cake. Okay, the way we hold. Not like the Rishman, that it applies to all Shiva Samir. So bread and cake. So what about other things? Not bread and cake, right? You're eating something that's a shahako, right? Or even something that's an al-ha'etz. So, and you pick up and you leave.